Mysterious artwork. The Nazca Desert in Peru is home to one of the most unusual sights in the world. In this issue, we talk with Dr. Gabriel Reyes about the Nazca Lines and why they are one of history's greatest mysteries.
So, Dr. Reyes, tell us, what exactly are the Nazca Lines?
On the ground for almost 60 kilometers, 37 miles, in the Peruvian desert are hundreds of line drawings of different animals, humans, insects, and other symbols. These drawings, known as the Nazca Lines, are very large. Some are over 200 meters, 656 feet, long. You can only see them clearly from a high place, like a plain or the mountains nearby.
Who made the ground drawings?
For years, some people thought visitors from another planet drew them, maybe because it's easiest to see the lines from a high place. But, in fact, the Nazca people created the images. They lived in the area from 200 BC to the 7th century AD and probably made the drawings over 1,500 years ago.
1,500 years ago? How did they make the lines?
They probably used simple tools. A team worked together and made the drawings in the desert ground. They didn't need planes or other modern tools.
What was the purpose of the lines?
Good question. We still can't figure it out, but we have different theories. The images might be religious symbols. The lines could also be a large map. Perhaps the Nazca people used the lines to find water in the desert. Or maybe the lines were a type of calendar. As I said, scientists are still investigating.